How would you phrase the question if you said, if you didn't say, do you want meat? You'd say, blank, I going to pick it up?
Am I going to pick it up?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was driving at. I wanted to get your am pronunciation. If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother might come in the room with the clothes and say, Johnny, blank your clothes.
Put on your clothes.
Okay. How would you say a sentence with, here are your clothes, or here's your clothes, however you say it?
All right. So, Judy, here are your clothes.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pocket, it makes them what?
Makes them bulge out.
We're moving right along. If you like milk in your tea, you say you drank your tea how?
With cream and sugar, please.
Trying to figure out if cream's a voiced sound. Say with milk.
I like. In fact, on Guadalcanal, the YMCA man came by one morning. He said, "Would you care for a spot of tie?" And I said, "Oh yes, I would." Well, he fixed it, and I said, "Well, this tastes different, man." He said, "Oh, we put milk in it. We drink ours like
pretty
you drink
good,
your coffee." Yeah. And I developed a taste for it. Really. I like it with milk.
I like it too. Tea will.
Tea with milk.
Mm-hmm. It will upset my stomach sometimes. If you were asleep last night and woke up, you say you woke up blank the night.
Woke up in the night, during the night.
Okay. I don't know how to elicit this one. I want you to say like is not, or apt is not, or whichever one you use. Which one would you use?
Well, it says apt is not, I will do it. So I'll go.
Mm-hmm. You would use that more often than
yeah.
you use like?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know which one you'd say here. A job that's for you and one other piece. If you were saying the job was for both of you, I blew it there. Use the phrase both of us.
I say the both of us will do it.
You say the both of us.
If it's a job, I say both of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. For whoever is listening to this tape, this is a wind up of things we didn't get the first time through. And there might be a lot of them in conversation. When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make them repeat it?
Oh, I say beg your pardon.
We used to say again in the Air Force all the time
mm-hmm.
on the radio. What is the opposite of dare? To dare? To dare someone to do something? If you don't dare do something, you blank not. You blank not. Or you...
You will not?
Do you say dare not? You dare not do something?
I'll say I dare do it.
And then if you said you wouldn't dare to do it, talking about yourself, you'd say I'd...
I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't dare to do it.
Okay.